not naturally a very patient person, I have to tell you. It's something I'm still learning in life. Patience. And when you're going through a time where nothing seems to be happening, when you're waiting on God for a harvest, that waiting can get you down. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at reaping God's harvest in your life from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet called Extravagant Grace. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you have your life turned upside down and inside out by the extravagant grace of God. Now, I'm not a farmer, but I often imagine what it must be like. You know, you spend the money, you go out and buy all the seed, you prepare the soil, you plant the seed, and then you wait. So many things can go wrong. Too much rain, not enough rain. Or it rains at the wrong time. Pest, disease, fire, hail. Sometimes it's different each year. But eventually, after the hard work, the investment and the wait, eventually it's harvest time. When is harvest time? When the crop's ready. Not a day before. It must take a special person to wait that long. My hunch is that farmers have a very special heart, a heart weathered in disappointment, incredible patience, and that wonderful, wonderful time, harvest time. Harvest and time go together. Harvests are essentially about two things, planting the seeds and waiting for them to grow. And it doesn't matter how much we wish that it would come early. It doesn't matter how impatient we get. Harvest only happens at the right time. I guess that's why harvest time is such a special time for the farmer. And I guess when we plant some good seed into the ground and eventually that harvest comes, well, harvest time is a wonderful time. Now, I have to be honest, patience hasn't always been my strong suit. I drive things through to completion. I need patience too, though, and patience, I guess, is something that it comes a little bit with age. This week on A Different Perspective, we're looking at the idea of sowing seed and reaping the harvest. And if you stand up on a lookout and look out over your life and the hills and the rivers and the valleys and the factory belching smog out over there, you know, some parts of our lives you look out and the sun's shining, and other parts there's a storm going and we think, why can't the sun shine over there? Why can't I have a harvest over there? Why can't I have a harvest right now in this tough spot in my life, in my finances, in this relationship, in my career, in my health? And we don't get it right now, and so what we want to do is run away. And that's what we've seen over this week. That's what Isaac wanted to do. There was a famine in the land, and God said, Isaac, don't run away. Don't go down to Egypt. Settle here in this land that I've shown you. Reside in this land as an alien, and I'll bless you. See, God's plan was for Isaac to stay put and to sow a seed in the middle of the famine, and to wait and to nurture and to watch it grow and to suffer the storms and then to reap the harvest. There is no harvest without the passing of time. There's planting the seed, there's time, and then there's a harvest. Time is an absolutely essential part of this seed time and harvest thing. Why? God's harvests are rarely instant. Have you noticed that? He takes us through a process. He takes us on a journey. I want him to take me from A to B by the shortest possible route, the most direct path. God almost never does that. God's good, but he lets us travel through things. It's like a good wine spends years in the cellar. A good cheese takes months to mature in a cool room. Time, for me, is the hardest bit of all. Today I want to encourage you, enjoy the time. Keep sowing good seed. Keep watering the ones you've sown. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says this, don't grow tired of doing good. Why? Because at the right time, we will reap the harvest if we do not give up. Let me say that again. Because at the right time, we will reap the harvest if we don't give up. It's so easy to miss out on the harvest. Marriage is tough, it's rocky, we're busy, we're tired. She, pick, 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 henpecks him. He closes down. They drift apart. Now, one or both of them can decide to sow a seed. Maybe this week the wife decides to do something good and cook a nice meal for her husband. Maybe in 2 weeks' time he decides to buy her flowers. But it doesn't get better right away. It doesn't get fixed right away. Time has to pass. They have to keep sowing and reaping. Sometimes it gets worse. They still argue. It hurts. I sowed the seed. I watered. Poh, nothing's going on. I'm out of here. Time. Keep sowing. Keep watering. Keep sacrificing. Keep blessing, loving, and giving. Keep up with the kind words and the intimacy. Keep giving. Why? Don't grow tired of doing good, because at the right time we will reap the harvest if we don't give up. That's the key. If we don't give up. The farmer prepares the soil, sows the seed, fertilizes it, weeds it, but actually the crop grows naturally out of that. He doesn't grow the crop. God grows the crop. Only God can do that. It's like planting a seed. We have no idea how the seed grows. It has this potential in its DNA soup, and God does the growing. Our job is just to keep doing good. Don't grow tired of doing good, because the harvest will eventually come if we don't give up. Imagine the farmer plants the seed. He's paid all that money out for the seed. He tills the soil. He plants the seed. He waters it and he nurtures it. And eventually, he just gets sick and tired of it. It's just too hard work. It's taken too long. God, where is this harvest? And he walks off his land. And as he's walking off his land and he's turned his back on things, just then the little green shoots are coming up. But he misses it. He doesn't see it because he's given up. So often, people are looking for a harvest in their lives. They desperately want a harvest in their marriage. They desperately want a harvest in their finances. They desperately want a harvest with their teenage kid. They've been working so hard at this. And just when that growth is starting to happen, and just when the harvest is about to come, they give up. At the right time, we will reap the harvest if we don't give up. Friend, listen to me. God means for us to have a harvest time in our lives. Doesn't matter where you're at. Doesn't matter where I'm at. It doesn't matter if there's a famine in the land. It doesn't matter if we're sowing into a drought and a famine. It doesn't matter whether we're waiting. It doesn't matter whether we're weathering the storm. Time has to pass. The harvest is coming. Father, I just pray that you would really write this truth on our hearts. Father God, it's so easy for us to give up, but your word says, don't grow tired of doing good, because at the right time we will reap the harvest if we don't give up. Father, there are some people among us today who are at the point of giving up. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would write this truth on their hearts, that if they don't give up just at the right time, the harvest will come. Father, we pray that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want to encourage you, don't give up, because the harvest is coming. God's grace. It's easy to say, it's easy to talk about. But actually experiencing His grace, actually living in it day after day, that's something that many people struggle with, especially during those difficult times in life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called Extravagant Grace. It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you actually live in the grace of God day by day. At the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply the Word of God right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.